Time is fast running out for filers to get their taxes into the IRS. Joining me to take up all manner of taxing issues is Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
This seems like a question with an obvious answer. Do Americans feel they pay enough in taxes?
Well, it depends on how you look at the numbers. Let me give you the numbers. 61% of Americans say the amount of taxes they pay is fair. So is that high or low? Well, we can go back to the days of yesterday, all the way back to the spring of 1944 when Gallup asked that same question, and it was 90%. That was in the middle of World War II. You know, a few months before D-Day, Americans were very patriotic, thought their money was going to good causes. 9 out of 10 said the amount of taxes they pay were fair. So that's kind of the high point. More recently, we've seen a percent who say the amount of taxes they pay is actually lower than now. Last year, it was down about 50%, so we're up from that. So how do you interpret the number?
Interesting on the face of it. We talk often about how faith in institutions, including the government, is in steady decline. You would think that folks are feeling they're not getting the bang for their tax buck.
You know, Dave, everything is political. How's that for an answer? We've talked about that a lot before. What we found this year is that Republicans in particular are more likely to say the amount of taxes they pay is fair. So despite what you mentioned, the decline in faith in government and in institutions, Republicans, apparently because their person is president right now, think at least it's going to be fairer, or it is fair now than it was with the Democratic president. So that's why we have an actual uptick in Americans who are satisfied with what they're paying in taxes compared to last year.
How does it break down by tax bracket?
Well, needless to say, those who make the most money are the least likely to say that the amount of money they pay in taxes is fair.
And how about the middle class?
Yeah, very interesting. Middle class is important because Donald Trump has said he will cut middle class taxes, which, by the way, sounds great. When we've talked about it before and put that proposal in the context of other things that Trump has promised to do, cutting taxes for the middle class is one of the most approved of things that he's talking about. When we ask Americans about middle income people, we find that about half of Americans say that middle income people pay too much in taxes.
That presumably most respondents to the poll are middle income people. It also seems strange that most of them would not say we're paying too much in taxes.
That's right. So we don't have, when you put it all together, a gigantic tax revolt brewing based on these attitudinal data. A lot of people say, yeah, I'm paying about right, and the amount I'm paying is fair.
President Trump has also called for lowering corporate taxes. How was that received?
Not well. This is pretty consistent over the years, two-thirds of Americans roughly now, and it's been about the same. Actually, this doesn't change much. Of Americans, two-thirds, sometimes 70% in that range, say corporations pay too little in taxes.
And then when taxes are paid, are Americans more or less comfortable with their net income?
This is a very important data point. 70% of us, Dave, say that we're comfortable. We have enough money to live comfortably, which seems like a fairly high number overall. We also have another bit of data that says a little over 6 out of 10 of us could, in an emergency, make a repair, pay an unexpected bill, do something that we had to do that we weren't expecting.